the checklist to better presentations. A few years ago, back in a training session, a participant of mine handed me a reprint of an article by Atul Gawande from the Annals of Medicine, exploring the profound impact of checklists, particularly in intensive care units, otherwise known as ICUs. And it's a bit far from what I do, though the person said you really should read this because in the presentation skills class, you encourage us throughout the whole class to create a checklist of what to do to be a better presenter. And I said, that's true, I do. Every time we cover a unit, I suggest to participants, you may want to log that in the space at the back of your manual, creating a better checklist for you for presentation skills. So I read the article, and Gawande discusses how something as simple as a checklist significantly transformed ICU practices and led to reduced infection rates and less mortality. Gawande emphasized the effectiveness of checklists, promoted teamwork, enhanced communication, and ensured adherence to best practices. And Gawande concluded by pondering the broader potentials of checklists in medicine and beyond, urging readers to consider their application in various contexts. His question was very simple. If something so simple can transform intensive care, what else can it do? And I must agree, it can do a lot. So welcome to today's episode. Today, we're diving into the world of checklists and why they're indispensable, even in the most unexpected situations. Anybody here seen the movie Sully by Tom Hanks, or do you remember the miracle on the Hudson? What happened? To refresh your memory, on January 15th, 2009, U.S. Airways Flight 1549, piloted by Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger, encountered a crisis when it struck a flock of geese, which caused the loss of all engine power. And in a moment of sheer heroism, Sullenberger, along with his first officer, Jeffrey Skiles, they safely landed the aircraft on the Hudson River, saving all 155 occupants. When hailed as heroes, they simply attributed their successes to one thing: quietly, calmly following the checklist. So this emergency landing became known as the Miracle on the Hudson, and the incident gained widespread attention and praise for Sullenberger's skillful piloting and the successful execution of emergency procedures. Subsequently, Sullenberger retired from U.S. Airways and became an aviation safety consultant, speaker, and author, advocating for improved flight safety measures. So you heard it right. Even in the face of a life-threatening emergency, Sullenberger's checklist was his guiding light. He said he was simply running through his checklist, a testament to the power of preparedness and methodical thinking. Okay, I'm not an airline pilot, though I think I still need a checklist. Why do we need them? Well, let's take a moment to consider that question. So if you're facing a career-important presentation, planning an event, planning a wedding, or simply tackling your daily tasks, having a checklist ensures you cover all the bases, and it's your safety net. It's your roadmap to success, and your mind can rest knowing, I have a checklist. And just like Sullenberger, who relied on his checklist to navigate a harrowing situation, we can use checklists to steer through life's challenges, and there are many apps on our phones that can help us. Though we have to want to do it, because they keep us organized, they keep us focused, and they keep us prepared for whatever comes our way. A colleague of mine suggested I create a packing checklist, and I did, and I even plasticized it. I even have a checklist now of what to remember to bring before I go on a client team seminar outside my city, country, or location. Because once you get there, if you forget something, it's not very easy to get it back. I even have a plasticized checklist in my car for jumper cable setup because neither my wife nor I are good at mechanics, and I need to remember if it's the red cable first, the black cable, is a positive or negative where it goes. So, and I plasticized it because we're probably using it in rain or snow, inclement weather. So here's your opportunity. Create your own checklist. Embrace the power of the checklists, and you'll find yourself better equipped to handle everything. Now, you don't think the checklist is for you. Well, it absolutely is. And having that checklist can be handy and incredibly beneficial, especially during moments of nervousness or when you're in a hurry. You just go back to that checklist. In my drawer, underneath my computer, I have a little checklist on a post-it. It's not very pretty, and I use it for online webinars. It says, speak slowly, pause and breathe. That helps me before I get on a webinar to maintain a calm and composed demeanor, preventing rushed speech and promoting clarity in my communication. The next bullet point is pause instead of saying This encouraged me to eliminate filler sounds, and I believe that when we remove those kind of sort of just like basically maybe I'll sound more professional and more fluent, and I'll probably keep my audience more engaged without distractions. The next bullet point is simply smile. And that's a reminder for me that I need to convey warmth and positivity, making my presentation more inviting and more memorable. The next bullet point says, sit up straight. And as my mom wisely advised, my good posture not only exudes confidence, it also facilitates better breathing and better voice projection. Sometimes I get asked questions on webinars. And the next bullet point is use short 5-sentence responses when answering. Because keeping responses concise ensures that my points are clear, and it also ensures they're easily digestible for my audience, thus maintaining their attention and interest. The next bullet point is important for me because sometimes I interview people on webinars. And it says, when interviewing people, Robert, remember to use one question at a time. So this fosters effective communication and allows focused responses from the other people because nobody can focus on 3 or 4 questions at once. The next bullet point says, remember to pause. Strategic pauses adds emphasis, allows for my reflection, and gives my audience time to absorb information, enhancing the overall delivery of messages. And the last bullet point on this little checklist says, use positive energy, because infusing that positivity into my interactions creates a welcoming atmosphere and leaves a lasting impression on my audience. So the checklist is not just for my webinar. It also reflects a mindful approach to my communication. And by following these guidelines, I'm not only improving my skills, I'm encouraging a more engaging and impactful experience for everybody. I have clients that have checklists for other scenarios in their life, such as conflict resolution, giving input and feedback, and coaching. And they tell me that's incredibly beneficial in professional settings because they say it streamlines their processes, ensures are consistent, and when people see them use the checklist, their teams are empowered to also use them and use them for navigating challenging situations with confidence and effectiveness. I was slow to the checklist. And let's face it, not everyone in the world likes or embraces checklists. And what I found anecdotally is when we hand one to somebody and say, this could help you, usually they agree they are helpful. And I admit, I used to be one of those people. I sort of saw it as infringement on my freedom. So for those who might not be naturally inclined to use checklists, consider the following points. Efficiency boost. Checklists streamline your workflow. They help you stay organized and less tends to fall through the cracks. With a checklist, you can tackle tasks faster, more efficiently, and effectively, saving time and reducing stress. And the other one is Confidence Builder. Having a checklist provides a sense of assurance and confidence, knowing there is a place where you have a clear plan of action written down. And checklists alleviate the worry of forgetting important details or steps, allowing you to focus on executing tasks with precision. And that is what I read in the article from the ICUs. Checklists serve as valuable tools for error prevention and quality assurance. Because we systematically check things off our list, we're less likely to make mistakes, overlooking anything critical, which of course leads to better outcomes and higher quality results. And the checklist is an accountability partner. It holds you accountable to yourself and your objectives and your goals. So it's a visual reminder of what needs to be done, hopefully inspiring and motivating you to stay on track, to follow through with your commitments. And I keep adding things to my checklist, and this is a form of continuous improvement. So by regularly using and reviewing your checklists, identify areas where you can improve, streamline, combine things, remembering what worked well, what didn't work well, and make adjustments. You know, I replasticize a couple things every once in a while. So implement checklists in your daily routine. It may take some effort. The benefits far outweigh the investment. And if you're managing tasks at work, planning projects, organizing your personal life, embrace the power of checklists will lead to smoother operations. My clients report back how they streamline their processes and they empower their teams using them. It's not about the checklist itself. It's more about the mindset it instills of preparedness, clarity, and confidence. So grab your pen or paper or grab your phone, download an app where you can put your checklist in there and start crafting your checklist today. And that's it. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, stay checklist ready and be leader-like, successful by design, not by chance, through conscious responses instead of unconscious non-checklisted reactions. And I look forward to your questions, comments, and discoveries how you're implementing checklists in everything you do.